you have the parish of the Dgolim. It says after the minyan of Bnei Yisrael says Vadeba Shemosh Varan Lemor Ish al digloi ba'oisis to beis avoisim yachnu. Each person is supposed to be on his degel, on his side. Ve'oisis, there'll be a simon on it, lebeis avoisim yachnu Bnei Yisrael. Mineged tzoviv lo emod yachnu. And they'll be around the Olmoyed. So it says that in the Seder of Chani of Klal Yisrael, there was a Seder. And it was Ish al digloi. Each person had the word degel means like it's three shvatim together is a degel. A degel means like a grouping. But oisais, there was a sign on each person's what we would call a flag. Lebeis avoisam yachnu misrael, and it was beis avoisam mineged soviv loyel moed yachnu around loyel moed. So the whole Seder Chani included a lot of protim of Ishal Digloi, and Boisais, and Beisavoisam, and so on. The Metzius of the Golem Lechura is, as far as the Degel that we picture with a flag, that was a technical thing. Everybody should be able to tell where they belong. They had a simon, a mark where it was. But you see, it's another Chaluk in Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael has Ovis, Klal Yisrael has Shvotim, and Klal Yisrael has the Golem. And we have to understand what is the Metzius of the Golem. But what's the new Chaluk of Klal Yisrael and the Golem? There are four Golem in Klal Yisrael. They don't quite have the same Metzius as a Shevet. A Shevet has a very clear Metzius. There's Ruvain, there's Shimon, there's Levi. It's got its own Nesim and everything. The Golem is a clumping together loosely of three Shvatim. And it's called Degel Machne Yehuda, Degel Machne. Each one is a group. How come this Metzius is not mentioned like Shvatim? It doesn't carry on after they finish the Midbar. They're different. It's sort of a very, very vague grouping of Klai Yisrael. I'd like to understand a little bit about it. It says that the Mokar of the Golem in Klai Yisrael, it says when HaKadosh Baruch Hu came down Har Sinai, so he came down with Malachim, and the Malachim all had the Golem. They were in the Golem. And it says that Klai Yisrael was Nis'aveh to that Metzius of the Golem, and that's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, that's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them Matana, the Golem. And they learn from the Pasuk Chazal, say over here, it says, Heviyani al-Beis HaYayin is Maimon Sinai, V'digla Layava, that Klal Yisrael was Mis'ava over there in the Golem, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to them. In the same Medrash, it says that they were Mis'ava to the Golem. So Moshe Rabbeinu got very scared, and he said it's going to start making kinna, because everybody's going to want to have a better position. If right is better, front is better, whichever side is better, it's going to create kinna and sinna. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, you don't have to worry, because they already had that seder by Yaakov Avinu. And b'meila, they stood around Yaakov Avinu's mita in a certain seder, and that same seder is going to carry on to the Golem. And that's why it says lebeis avoisim, that it goes back to the shorish beis avoisim. In a certain sense, it only intensifies it, because I mean, by the Bnei Yaakov, there was kinna as well. I mean, why wasn't there a problem when they surrounded Yaakov's mita? If they could behave and everybody could find his place peacefully by Yaakov's mita, then was a problem by the Midbar? I mean, there's more people. You're not explaining why. I mean, maybe you're relieving the burden of Moshe Rabbeinu, but the Chazal are trying to explain why by Moshe there was a problem of kinna, and by Yaakov there was no problem of kinna, and the Dgolim are a hemshech of Yaakov. There's a Chazal, also a very famous Chazal over here. It says that the Umas Ha'olam tried to attract Klal Yisrael. It says Klal Yisrael b'diglehem, ha'umos mistaklam b'em v'tveim v'omrim mizeis ha'nishkafa. You know, they were very impressed with Klal Yisrael as they stood around the Degolim. Omrim lahem shuvi shuvi ashulamis. They tell Klal Yisrael, come back to the Umas Ha'olam. He dovku lanu binis dabik to us. Boyu etzleinu v'na oisim eschem shultoinim egmoinim duchsan farachin astratilin. We'll make you into offices, rulers, and so on. We'll give you chasha positions. And Chazal Darshan, v'nechse, nechse l'shoro, sh'kintem v'ata techse. So what is Yisrael answer? Matechse b'shulamis, magdula tem noisin lanu, shema ki mecholos ha-machnayim. I mean, how could you possibly give us a greatness like HaKadosh Baruch? HaKadosh Baruch made us into the golem. Shem Yechol Matalas is on a kigdula shasa lekim ba-midbar, degel machne Huda, degel machne Reuven, degel machne Don, and so on. I mean, it's hard to understand what's the Zelum HaZeh. I mean, they're not liking it. They're telling them we have very chashev mokum for you in the world. You look to us very chashev. We'll make you into sarim, into hegemonim, and so on. So let them answer being Yisrael is more chashev. I mean, what is the dgolem? Where is the dgolem, the zelum aseh, of becoming hegemonim, afarches, and stratlin? I'm saying you can't compare to that. They say, can you give us a as great as Mechelas HaMachnaim, Shemichel Matan Litanon Kigdula Shasan Lakim Bamidbar, Shayino Choytim Vumoichalon, that we were able to do Averis, and Kach Baruch would forgive us? Beseda, there has to be some sort of, you know, if two companies are battling for somebody that wanted to work for them, so he offers him one salary, he offers another salary. Or he offers him better fringe benefits. That's also Zelum HaZeh. But they seem to have no shaykhs to each other. The Umas tell Klai Yisrael, come to us, you'll become Sarim and big people. And they say, well, but if we stayed Golem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Moichel our Averis. So say that you want to be Frum, you want to be HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you want to be Yisrael. The issue is not the job. The issue is, do you want to be Am Yisrael, do you want to be part of Umas Olam? They're still into the Mecholas HaMachnoyim of Klal Yisrael, that in the Mecholas HaMachnoyim, there's something there that they were Nimchal Avon Nesehim. And again, it's Machnoyim, meaning specifically in the Degel Machne, in the way that Golem was set up. It needs a Hezbollah. There's one more Nekuda. In the word Degel, in Tilim, it says B'Shem Hashem Lekinu Nidgoil, Yimala Hashem Kol Mashal Secho B'Shem Hashem Lekinu Nidgoil. So Rashi says Nidgol, meaning Le'Osef V'Lasis Koyach. The word Nidgol means two things: to gather together and to be stronger, to conquer, and like in Lamtzeach in Yad Hashem B'Yimtzar. So the shaila is, what is the nidgol? You know, in nidgol, in the verb nidgol, it implies two things. It implies an asifa and implies a koyach and nitzachon. How do two go together? Okay, let's take a look of let's try to understand the inyan of the golem from its sheirish. It says, Chazal say also, all these midrashim are in the beginning of Bamidbar Rabba, basically, that in the second parak, when did HaKadosh Baruch Hu make them the golem by Maimar HaSinai? Because Klal Yisrael is called Tzivois Hashem, Tzivois Hashem. Now, let's try to explain the mitzias of the golem, Lafuki, what's the other mitzias? If a person in a sovereign country, there is a central government, and that government has the power and the absolute rule. If a person were to come along and declare his own little particular fiefdom, that person is a merit. Let's say a person marks off an area and says, this is my little city-state or whatever it is, and he raises a flag or declares it as such, the person is married by Malchus. And it's an either-or situation. Either he's mafkia the oil of the Kloistik of Malchus, or the Kloistik of Malchus kills him, one of the two. That's the mitzvah of a person that declares his own entity in a larger Malchus. Let's say a person... But let's go, there is one Echid Timtzu where it's possible. the head of the Malchus, or the Malchus itself, says, listen, I need an army. An army is a subdivision of the country, and it needs its own, it has a banner of its own. The army has an army, a navy, an air force, different units, and so on. And each one gets a particular metzias, a particular degel. And not only is that not a merida of Malchus, that's very good. Because the prat was nimshach from the klal. Like we spoke last week, when we spoke about prat and klal, the 2 weeks ago, the pratim and the klalim if the prat comes to the klal, then the prat is a separate entity, and the prat has no makum in the klal. Either or, a person comes along and declares he raises his own flag in a country that's in a state. So the person is a merid b'malchus. If the state decides that it needs a subdivision and wants to demarcate it, so then that flag or that degel is fakat, it's very chashev. So the metzias of the golem is that the possibility of a protistic mahalach emanating from a klolistic mahalach. That is the metzias of degel. Degel means from the klal you can get a prat. The makom in the bria that became nizgala was in Maimar Sinai. The first thing that Klal Yisrael saw in Maimar Sinai was the absolute yichidus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Anoich Hashem Elokecha lo yilechom pi agvur shemanu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was kirea el yoinim et tachtoinim. And there was no other metzias in the Zion Rekiyim and so on and so forth. The Malochim became Nizgala in Maimar HaSinai as a prat that has a metzias as a hemshach from the klal. That was the Merkava is the metzias of HaKadosh Baruch Hu designated specific areas of metzias for different chelke abriya. There's the Moshel. All the Malachim, their names have two parts: Michael, Raphael, Gavriel. All of them have the Kael, and all of them have their special Metzias. So as the Metzias of Malachim is that in Kael there's room for Gavriel and Raphael and Michael and so on. In Kael itself can be nimshach to a lot of different drachim and a lot of different mahalchim, provided it comes from Kael. So before Maimed HaSinai, if Klal Yisrael would be nis'avet to the golem, that would be kfira. Then it's avodah zarah. Because that's not the golem. In other words, they only are aware of different things. If malachim and faket, the chet of eitzad of the egel azov was like we mentioned Chazal that they took out. They were mashmit the tavnisher from the merkava, and they made a separate entity. But the understanding that from the metzias of everything, from echad, there's dalad ruchais, where it's possible to be, where there's a prat that has a shaykhis to each side, coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that metzias was in the skull of Maimar HaSinai. So the pshat's like this: until when every person senses himself as a prat, and he has a metzias as a prat. And the person doesn't like to give up his own sense of self. Every person is what he is. When a person is makir, the achdus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the echad of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the person sees that there is nothing but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the person is batel b'metziusei, which is the emes. But if the person is batel b'metziusei, then where is he? The Koyches HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a person desire to come to fruition. A person wants to bring out his Koyches. So where's the makom for that? The Teretz is, as long as it's coming from the center out, then it becomes a degel of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's machne. So the metzias of Asina was a metzias that was mevatel any sense of self-identity in the Bria, and it gave everything an identity as such. In other words, let's take the common terminology. A person in America advertises himself as being the best this, the best that, the best the other. In a country that has a form of a monarchy, so at least the wording or the lip service is, you know, by Her Majesty's appointment, by His Majesty's appointment. The person's pride is, my metzias is, I am, this is a worship that's very strong. It's His Majesty's worship. This is His Majesty's this. This is His Majesty's that. The metzias is nitfas, not as a prat, which always is a steerer to the klal. You know, I have my own metzias, and I've got something to show, and I've got something to offer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that doesn't exist. But that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has something for me, that mahalach is the mahalach of the golem. So in Har Sinai, there was two inyanim. There was a gilui of the klolis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of the echad of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that it's bottle, that everything is bottle, and like it says, that Tzipa wasn't mitzafzeif, and Asher wasn't goya, nothing in Tachtoinim had a mitzias anymore. And then Klaizo realized that you have a mitzias when, but Malachim have a mitzias. The Gvura of Gavriel has a mitzias when it's Gavriel. And because when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends out Gvura, then Gavriel is the pshat, that's the shliach for Gvura. And Rafael is the shliach for Refuah, and Michal is the shliach for Klal Yisrael, and so on. So the perception of where a person has a metzias in the Bria came from Har Sinai. There was a nafshi yotze b'davre lai that a person was bottled with metzias, and then every person got his particular angle, his particular prat, because there was we saw the golem. That's what a degel is. This is lemaisa the tfisa in the parasha, three parashas ago by the mechayev of Megadev. It says vayetze ish so Chazal say that his father was a goy. And b'meili, he had no mokheim in the shvotim. Every time he came to a particular shevet, so they told him, you don't belong by us, you don't belong by us. So it says, vayikov shem Hashem, vayetze ish, and it says, vayikov shem Hashem. And Rashi says, where did he hear the shem Hashem? He heard it in Har Sinai. Hashem shoshama bar Sinai, Rashi says over there. It means he was stuck. Because he, at least he thought he was stuck. He was stuck in being, the Shem Hashem said that he has no metzias as a yachid, and when he tried to find a degel, he couldn't find that either. Couldn't find a shevet, couldn't find a degel, couldn't find anything like that. So b'meila, his only chetimtza was to rebel. So vayetze ish, we're not vayetze, we get sent. The person stalls zu and he's sent to somewhere. Rafael sent for a fur, Gavriel sent for Gvur, and so on. This person, since he had no degel, his choice was either, or at least he thought, I mean, there was some other time we'll speak more about the parasha there. Either he thought there's no eitz of him, and b'meila his only possibility of having a metzias is to rebel against it. That was the parasha over there of the vayetze ish. Coming back to us, by Yaakov Avinu, he said, Moshe Rabbeinu was scared that if you're going to create the golem, now, so the pshat is, you're doing this, the same problem that you have, klape emuna, you also have a problem klape kinah v'sinah. I mean, everybody comes and we ask everybody, okay, what would you like to do for HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So people conflict because you're starting with each person's his own metzias, and the tev of each person is that he wants all metzias to be as strong, as powerful, as and so on. And b'meil it conflicts with the other metzias. The metzias of Klal Yisrael coming now to say we want the Golem meant that there would be a conflict. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him that the Golem were decided by Yaakov and Mitosai because Klape de Bonim, Yaakov is the Sheirish. It's not the Pshat, now we have 600,000 people and each one has his own thing and now they start jockeying for who can get a better position. The whole Metzias of the Golem has to come from the Sheirish. The whole Metzias of the Golem is Hamshocha from the Sheirish. That there's a Sheirish of where everything comes from, and we're there because we're particular Nakuda. In Ovois, you have the Shleimus of the Dvarim, and especially by Yaakov. Yaakov has all the Koiches, and then Yaakov allocated the 12 different Koiches into 12 different Shvatim. So on that makom, there is no place for a fight. Because Adrabah, Reuven's Metzias was to be Reuven. Yaakov's Metzias created a Reuven to be in one place, and a Shimon to be in a second place, and Levi to be in another place. The tafkid of the Golem was not to come where what you are and now, and Shtalzach Tzu, but from where is your Sheirish? And if you mamshich from where your sheirish is, so it's not shaykh because you started with a complete pie and you split it up. The chilukim are not different pratim, each one wanting to swallow the whole thing. Each prat sees himself as a division of the klal. So if you start with the sheirish, and that's why it says Yaakov Avinu didn't want his covet should be by koirach v'adosoy, because wherever there is machloikis, then the pshat is it's because it has a shtolzach tzu to the sheirish. If it be coming from the sheirish, if you start with one entity, you can't, whatever you split, each piece has an exact place where it came from. It all came from one place, so together they're everything, and no piece is pushing something else out. It's only because a person takes a lot of pieces and tries to make one cake out of it. Sometimes one piece is too big, takes up too much room, one piece is too erratic. When you start with the pieces, you can never get a whole. That's because each piece has its own metzias. When you start with a whole and you cut up the pieces, those pieces come together again. But Bechrech, they have to come together again because they came from one Sheirish. So the Sheirish of the Golem and Klaisel, if they're to be the Golem and not just a collection of pieces, it has to come from Yaakov. That's the teretz of Klal Yisrael to the Umas Ha'ilam. Umas Ha'ilam looks at Klal Yisrael and they say, each one looks very chashev. The Sartzva of Yisrael looks chashev, and the Rosh Sanhedrin looks like a chacham, and the Melech looks like a takif. So the Umas Ha'ilam tell them, we have a lot better positions to offer you. They look at Klal Yisrael b'protiyusam, and they say, we'll match you the offer, we'll do the offer one better. You're a melech here, you'll be a melech malchem lochem by us. You're a kohen here, you'll be a kohen gadol by us. The umas are coming with giving Klal Yisrael each prat a bigger chashivus. Shuvah ashulamis is, by us you'll find it better. The teretz is means you don't understand what the teichin of Klal Yisrael's avodah is. Klal Yisrael's is not the pshat that I am a kohen gadol and he's a navi and he's a Reish Sanhedrin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given him kahuna and HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given him this. The golem start with the point of the midpoint of the Orin and the Shechina. They're not personal chshivas, they are what chelik of the Merkava does the person have? What chelik in Kvod Shemayim is the person taking on himself? They're talking about the same exact thing and they're looking at it differently. Klal Yisrael is looking, the Umas Ha'ilam are looking at the personal chshivas and they say, nope, you're a melech over here, you'll be a melech on a much larger umah by us. And you're a kohen here, you'll be a big kohen by us. And Kleisel answers, but you don't understand. It's not the pshat I'm a kohen. I'm a kohen Hashem over here. It's not the pshat that I'm a melech. I'm the Mashiach Hashem over here. Each one is just a hamshocha of that nekuda velikus in the bria. That's the difference between the two. So on the when the umasim look at mechitzonius, they seem to be have a better offer, and they don't the bechlal that even though it looks the same on the outside, it's a completely different mitzias. There's the Goyen says over here, Heviani al Beis Hayoyin Vidiglo Lai Ava. So the Goyen says there's Heviani al Beis Hayoyin, which is Har Sinai, Chazal say, Vidiglo Lai Ava is the Golem. And Chazal is over here, they darshan the Yayin and the Golem in the same way, that at Har Sinai they saw the all the Malachim, and that's when they went Nisava to the Golem. The Metzias, so the Goyen says, there are two types of Medrashim about how many Ponim L'Torah there are. There's one place where it says there's Ayin Panim L'Torah. Not only one place, a few places where the word Ayin Panim L'Torah is used. And there's another, and there are other places where it says Memtes Panim L'Tuma, Memtes Panim L'Torah. That Torah comes down with Memtes, Lamash, when Rashi speaks about, when they speak about Elav Eladiv Kim Chayim, they speak about Memtes and Memtes. Memtes Panim L'Tuma. So the Goyen says, and Bemis is based on Chazal, it's not the Goyen himself, this Nekuda, that Yayin is Begematria Ayin, Hevi Ani El Beis Hayoyin is Har Sinai, and that's where they heard the Ayin Ponim L'Torah. V'digloi le'ava, v'digloi is Begematria Memtes, and Bemela, that's Keneged, the Memtes Ponim this. Those are the two Pchinas. The Goyen says, explains the two b'chinas as being Toshav Ksav Toshav Alpeh, which doesn't say in Chazal, means the Goyen's Kvis. The Ayin Ponim LaTorah are general Ponim. When Rashi says Pshat and Chumash, he'll say Ayin Ponim LaTorah. Ayin Ponim LaTorah is in the Kololiest Tfisa of Torah, there's Ayin Ponim LaTorah. In the protistic halachis, and Chazal say, Shatayru, Gloshon Chazal is Shatayru nidreshes, Memtes Ponim Letuma, or Memtes Ponim Letaira. When you're speaking about specific halachis, Ayin Ponim Letaira is a cloistic pan. Each one is a cloistic at feast of the entire Torah, or particular Chazal. Memtes Ponim Letuma, or Memtes Ponim Letaira, Nidreshes Memtes Ponim Letuma, Memtes Ponim Letaira, are specific Nekudis. You bring a riot at Charity's Torah, it's Tomei, it's going on the specific details of Halacha. Why it's Memtes, I don't know, but Lamaisa, this is Ayin, this is 7 times 10, this is 7 times 7. That's the Hashvah between the two. So Chazal say that in the Memtes Ponim Letaira, there is in specifics, where you're dealing about the Kololius of Torah, Hevi Ani al Beis Hayoyin is the Kololius of Torah, that's where the Gilui of Ayin Ponim L'Torah is in Scala. The Diglo Le'ava is the specifics of each particular Inyan, that's Memtes Ponim, Memtes Ponim. There's another Knech over here. Yayin is something that wipes away chilukim. A person, a person drinks wine al yoira, because wine is something that obliterates chilukim. When you take something and you koilel it, that's when you get a blurring of distinctions. Gdoila legima, it says, drinking has a chshivas shemekarevas ben abrius. It breaks down barriers between people. Kipshutai. So the base in Har Sinai, there was a base Hayayin, because it tore away, it showed that the chilukim in the world don't exist, and in Dalet, and in the Shiver Akiyim, and in Dalet Ruchos, there's nothing but HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the base Hayayin aspect of Har Sinai. V'diglo Elai Ava is, there's a yichud of Ava. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ava then is miyachet something, and makes things specific, that becomes the Memtes Ponim Tzadim. V'digla is our HaKadosh Baruch Hu specifies. So from the base Hayoyin, they drew out the Golem, and so the Hevianel base Hayoyin has two things. It has the Klolius of Ayin Ponim, and it has the Proteus of Memtes Ponim Latumim Memtes Ponim Latayra. There's another Indian here in the Indian of the Golem, of the word Degel, which is a Dovah Niflad Moid. There's a chazal. Al tikri diglo la'ava ela dilugo la'ava. Hashliach tzibur hazeh, it says, when Hashliach tzibur davens, and he says oyafti instead of ahafti. The person's name Oretz, and he's a shliach tzibur, and he says oyafti as Hashem chas v'shol. Loi nimtzo mecharev v'megadev. I mean, he's a Mechara from a Gadif, and so on. The Chazal bring two or three slurs that people make, and it's a Shoshim Rabbah, and it's things in davening where if you make a slight mistake, and I guess these were common mistakes that people made in pronouncing words and letters, then it says he's Loi nimtzo Mechara from a Gadif. Elot says, "Nemar v'diluga elai av v'diglo le av al tikri v'diglo le v'diluga elai be'ava." Even when a person skips something, in other words, a person says things incorrectly, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks aside because of the ava. And it's part of. If anybody pays attention to the nusach that the Shliach Tzibur says in after Hinei Ani Mimas, there's a nusach. He says, "V'ya dilugeno aleinu be'ava." It refers to that Chazal. I mean, that's where it comes from. That he, even though he'll make a mistake, chas v'shalom or whatever, "V'ya dilugeno aleinu." So the pshat is that same inyan of dilugeno aleinu be'ava comes from this degel. What's the kesha? So let's take a mashal. A person goes to a bakery, or there's a few bakeries. So he tastes something here, it's not good, doesn't buy it, and he patronizes the other place where it tastes better, and so on. Let's say a person's child bakes a cake for him. Well, a young child surprises him with a cake or cookies. So it's not the pshat, so b'derech klal doesn't always come out great. But the person doesn't look at it and say, it's not as good as the other cake, but I'll still do it not to hurt child's feelings. The first thing it is, primarily, it's an act of love. And it expresses itself in some form of a cake or cookies, whatever it is. So the person is toyim the tam of the ava. It the klal shebedover is the ava. And this is the prat of it. The person is wherever the sheirish is, the kesha atzmi. And the prop becomes just how it formed itself in a specific instance. So then the avas mechasa and that pshoim. It's not the pshat that, well, despite the fact and so on, when you buy cake in a bakery, you're buying cake. And if you like the cake they're selling, so you begin to patronize it and you know, you're friendly with the person. Here the pshat is fakert. It started with an ava to the person. And this is a way it expresses itself. So when a person stelzach zu degeldik, when a person sees his avoida, if a person has a shemetz of self in his avoida, he's a beautiful bal tefillah. So he's a beautiful bal tefillah. So if he batches up the ivrit, then he's not a beautiful bal tefillah. Then he's lousy. If a person has if a person does a mitzvah and does it less than the way it should be done, then it's a b'di'evet, and it's not nice. It's missing in the naveu. It's a b'di'evet, and so on. If a person's heart is burning with ava, and the person found a way to express it, then even if the ivri didn't go well, then on that you say v'diluga le'ava. it's one of these things that became, unfortunately, to some degree, corrupt. People say, yeah, no matter what you do, if it looks like Be'ava. Yes, if your metzias is, if when you stand, when if a person stands in front of the Amit, and his metzias is panim al panim tashem, and his shevich libo nerach pnei Hashem, so the words come better, the words come worse, but the pshat is, on that you say v'deluga lai ava. There was a baltfila when I was a child growing up in yeshiva over there. There was a baltfila in the States, in New York, who that used to shachresim. I didn't know much about him. He was an older yid. He was a svarim binder, and it wasn't an exceptional performance in any sense of the word. I mean, musically or nusach, whatever you want to call it. I didn't know back to back, and the people would complain a little bit. And somebody finally said, "This is a person that sat in Siberia and kept Tayag mitzvahs." He said, "Every word that he says is cut out from the heart. This is a person that's giving his neshama every time he opens his mouth." So, I mean, where does the music come in over here? So, v'diluga le'ave is when a person stels zu degeldik to something. Then it's that's when the person that's when you say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't look at the prat and he looks at the klal, but it's very very tall on the person. If that's the person's metzias, if a person is learning, and the teichen of his learning is that he wants to understand the emes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he has a kedush HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's das and emes and chachma, and the person is mushing to understand it. So even if he's wrong, he's right. As long as the person uses seichel, then it's dvar of a chachma. But if the person is coming on the merit of his sharpness or his depth or his whatever it is, then fine. Then if it's missing, it's missing. And you don't say v'deluga lai bavo. There's there's a word from Baal Shem Tov that it's roim advarim lo imram in a sense, but it has a special oimik on the pasuk. In Lamnatseach, where it says b'shem Hashem elokeinu nidgoil, it says yimala Hashem kol mishalosecho, so he darshens it lehefech, meaning yimala Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name is splintered. The metzias of Golus and the Bria is that the Shem is not Shalem. The Shem is four letters, and the Golem have all the Sheiris. The Sharoir is a Sefer, old Kabbalah Sefer. The Goyim brings him as being Mir Chashem. He says that all the Shemes Hashem is, when it says here, Le'oiseis by us, it's going on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he himself, the four letters of the Shem Havaya, they take on different tzuras, different forms for each hanhog of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Shemes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu themselves shtel zechois in the golem. So, Baal Shem doesn't bring it down. That's the Sharia, just bring it as Avonah. All the tefillahs of a person should be to be memale the Shem Hashem. Let me bring it down one notch. I mean, if a person makes it abstract that Shem Hashem is missing and you have to fill it up and this and that, those things mean nothing to us. Any person who can mouth those words and say that's his kavana hasn't begun to understand himself. But for us it means a person looks around the world and he sees tsar, he sees tsara, he sees bed, he sees achzorius. The reason is if v'shem Hashem b'shleimus, then this wouldn't be. This world is it's a reflection of a splintering of the hanhagas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that there is no such metzias, that things are aligned properly. Just like a person who has a lot of different illnesses, it comes because his immune system is out of kilt. A person who has a lot of mishagasin, it's because there's a central nekud in his personality that hasn't been aligned properly. The shirish of if a person who has a sensitivity to himself, and he looks around the bria and he sees so much things out of kilt, it's because everything's out of place. Understanding the deeper Yimale Hashem Kol Mishalosecha, don't look at the Prat. It's if there are people that are sick, if there are people that are strife-ridden, if there are people that are not matzliach, all of it is because the Bria is splintered. The Pratim don't sit around the klal the way they should, and therefore everything's out of kilt. So the oimek b'shem Hashem k'en nidgoel is means that when you shtolzach tzut HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the golem, then the tefillah becomes that. That the Shem Hashem bin Ismali, that all the pratim fit themselves around. In the tefillah that we have in Shemoneh Esrei for Tkabes Shofar God L'Chayr Seinu, V'son Neis L'Kabetz Gol Yuseinu. The Golius of Klai. So the first way you imagine is you need to call everybody's attention. So B'meila, you need to wave a flag. The Neis and Degel are the same word. The son Neis and Kavos Gol Yuseinu is the metzias of everything having a place is in the Degel. The metzias of everything being in its proper place is because of the Golem. In the Yom Liabosha of Rebbe Yehuda Levi, it says the Golei Kein Torim Al Hanishorim. That a the tefillah of likut nevzorim is through the golem. Without the golem, that every piece is a piece to itself. Even if they're living together, but there is no metzias of the mefuzorim. If things that are not organized around any central theme are mefuzarim, even if they're in one place. A person has a closet stuffed with garbage, and it's no particular order, so it's also nevzarim. It's just nevzarim in a bag. But pizer is a matzah where things don't have a central point to radiate from. So the golem is, the haromas degel is to make sense and order out of the different pratim. So summing up, the metzias of a person's pratius, the metzias of, yes, every person exists because he has own metzias. And that metzias is realized when it comes, when a person asks himself, what was I put here for? Instead of not what am I, but what was I put here for, means that he's looking at himself as being a hemshich. That's where a person finds a real place. And when a person looks at it that way, so even whatever inadequacies a person has, whatever shortcomings, on that there's chal, that special brach of a deluga alai be'ava, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, since this person comes to me, me ahava, and the person is doing everything be'ava, so whether it comes out exact or not exact, on that I skip over the details and I go straight to the ava. Shabbos.